Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, 6 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 15. Second reading will be taken from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verses 17 to 18, 21 to 22, and verse 27. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 to 15, 21 to 23. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is lip service, no. A contrite heart, yes. My brothers and sisters, the core of today's message is simple and clear. End the lip service, the eye service, the hypocrisy. Then, in the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, we must accept and submit to the word which has been planted in us and can save our souls. The question is, how do we end those hypocritical services or attitudes? Jesus says in today's gospel that evil things and actions against love of God and neighbor come from within and make us unclean. Thus, we must constantly ask the Lord to grant to us a renewed heart and to recreate in us His own Spirit. Because in the words of the psalmist of today, the man or woman who will survive the horrors of corruption, secularism, sexism, racism, rationalism, and relativism is he or she who walks without fault, acts with justice, speaks the truth, controls his tongue, honors his neighbor, hates corruption, and fears the Lord. Therefore, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 following says, forsake your own thoughts and ways, and seek the Lord while he may be found, that he may have compassion and grant us his mercies. St. Paul says in today's second reading that the Lord made us sons and daughters of the Father by his own choice. Hence, his mercy will surely be bestowed upon us, upon those who seek his face. We will receive his mercy. Moses says in the first reading of today, what great nation is there that has its gods so near as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call to Him? And so, my brother, my sister, we must not underestimate how close the Lord desires to be with us. The Second Vatican Council in Dei Verbum says, through this revelation, the invincible God, out of the abundance of his love, speaks to men as friends and lives among them so that he may invite and take them into fellowship with himself. In other words, my brother, my sister, God wishes to be intimate with us. Hence, we must end the lip service and observe the commands of the Lord. Love God, love neighbors from the heart, constantly receive the sacraments, study the Word of God, and strive to live a virtuous life. Those spiritual and human exercises would gradually abolish those evil intentions in us and make us contrite. Let us say together today, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. A pure heart create for me, O Lord, and create a steadfast spirit within me, O Lord. May the Lord grant us His mercies today, and may He grant us His goodness this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Archangel Michael, pray for us.